All right, another week in the books. I know South Carolina's still playing, but who gives a shit? They're playing some garbage team, and they woke up about two quarters into that game. So if we're not going to take it seriously, I'm not either. They're up 31-3. All right, SEC Power Rankings, week three, with fueled by our friends here at Tennessee Legends. What a damn weekend in the SEC. Before we get into it, as always, a little explain. People always get confused. The only metric I use, Team A, were to meet Team B on a neutral field, who am I taking to win the football game? I don't give a shit where you were ranked in the preseason. I don't care what you did in 24, 23, 22. I don't care. I care about the 2025 season. We have had two games to watch for each and every team. So here's where they're at right now, as of today, heading into week three. Give me Billy Napier and company. Is he still the coach? I don't know, but his team's dog shit, dead last. Florida Gators losing at home to South Florida. You don't even deserve to be on this list, but we got to put you somewhere. So Florida Gators, you're number 16. Man, what a disappointment. We haven't even reached the SEC season yet. And I think the next, hell, now Mississippi State. Again, we were laughing. That looks like a game. They just whooped number 12's ass. So just imagine what Mississippi State's going to do to the Florida Gators. Florida Gators are probably going to go 8-0 in the SEC if the way they played like they did today, if they carry that over to the rest of the season. So I don't want to think about that damn team for the rest of this show. So I'm moving on from Florida, number 16. Number 15, way to go, Kentucky. You showed some life. You were motivated. They like bourbon up there, too. So cheers to you. They've got a quarterback situation. Ole Miss did everything in their power to give that football game away, and Kentucky still couldn't take it at home. Kentucky's not won a home game in the conference since 2023. Kentucky, I think that was your shot. I think that was your shot to win a conference game. I don't think you're going to win one unless it's a shitty Florida Gator. So shout out Kentucky. Motivated. You're motivated to be 15th. That's about as high as you're going to get all season long. All right, number 14, Arkansas. They got a hell of a offense. I'll give them that. I love Taylen Green. It looks like $1 million, but I don't know. I'm not going to really reward you for beating, Pellissippi State and then Arkansas State led by Butch Jones. So Arkansas, again, still wait and see. They got to play Ole Miss. And Ole Miss looks winnable to me. So Arkansas, I got you right there. Defense took a little bit of a step forward, I thought, today. I don't have a lot of thoughts on Arkansas right now. Good win over Arkansas State. That's what you should do. Shout out Alabama, number 13. You've moved way up here. Alabama just skyrocketing after beating ULM. I think they beat them by about 80 points. That may be the best win that Kalen DeBoer gets this season. So shout out Alabama. It's one of your finer moments of this season. I'm really just kind of ranking you up by default. You didn't do anything to deserve moving up a list like this week, but you're not Florida, so you're moving up. Alabama, you're 13. All right, number 12, Ole Miss. Man, I may have been dead right about Ole Miss after being dead wrong for about a week, but I bought in after they smoked Georgia State, and now I'm out again. I mean, Austin Simmons, what the hell was that? He looked awful. I hope he's all right. He got banged up. I don't want to disparage him because this was before he was injured. He was healthy and he was looking bad. So, I don't know. Their defense didn't look that good to me. I was completely underwhelmed. Now, maybe they just can't face Kentucky. Maybe they can't face Kentucky and Mark Stoops' motivated ass. I don't know what it is, but something about that game, it felt like two bad football teams colliding, and the team with significantly more talent and a significantly better coach won out in the end. But hell, you only won by a touchdown when you should have won by probably 20 points. So Ole Miss, suddenly, I'm not that impressed with you. They're facing Arkansas next week, And that game will probably tell us everything we need to know about both of those teams. So can't wait for that matchup. South Carolina, number 11. Man, did they take a tumble in here? They didn't really show up. There was a weather delay. But hell, didn't seem to affect South Carolina State. South Carolina State had the lead for a little while. Again, this is like FCS program. Lenore Sellers, I don't know what the hell's going on with this game, but even Beamer said the offense looks pretty, I think he used pathetic is the word he used at halftime. So South Carolina, I think this is more about the opponent not getting geared up. They got geared up. They had a short week after playing on Sunday, but this is inexcusable. You got to do better, particularly on offense. If you really got a quarterback that is does everything we said, you simply cannot have this. Maybe Mike Shula is in over his head. I don't know. I don't want to put it all on Shula. Maybe it's on the offensive line, but South Carolina, number 11, and you're going to be dropping pretty quick if you don't clean this shit up. You got some games coming up here. Vanderbilt, which I have ahead of you. Missouri, I have ahead of you now. Those are your next two games, I believe. So South Carolina, they better get this shit fixed in a hurry. This was, they basically no-showed. You got 12 games, you no-show from one of them. That's awful. All right, next, I'm tired of talking awful. Number 10, speaking of awful, Texas. Not awful. Defense is elite there in Austin. But Arch Manning, he must be hurt. Go on the timeline. There was one pass he threw. It looked like he threw his shoulder out or something. Something's going on with Arch, which maybe explains some of his performance. Yeah, I know he scored a bunch of touchdowns. San Jose State, they suck. It was a nice bounce back. I don't think Arch is exactly what I've been saying. He was going to underperform against Ohio State. He was going to bounce back in a huge way. But now I'm a little concerned because he didn't look like $1 million against San Jose State like he should. I'd give him a B for that game, which, again, game two of the season. It's not the end all be all. He's got another two jokes of games coming up, UTEP and Sam Houston. By the end of that, he better be looking good. Well, actually, he's got another joke coming up. He's got Florida, which just lost to South Florida. So Texas will beat the shit out. Arch Manning didn't even have to play. Texas will beat Florida. But he's got to get ready for Oklahoma because Oklahoma will whoop your ass if you played like he did today, Texas. I'm 2 weeks now, I've been underwhelmed overall with Texas. Shout out number 9, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt went on the road as an underdog. Imagine this, 2 years ago, saying Vanderbilt's going to go on the road to an ACC opponent and is going to have their fans leaving the stadium in the fourth quarter. They were headed to the exits because Vanderbilt whooped your ass. Now, Virginia Tech did get out to a solid start, 17-7, and then Vanderbilt scored 42 points. I think it was 42-20 was the final score. I know people hate Diego Pavia for some damn reason. I know he's older. Hell, every one of these SEC teams got players the same age as Diego, so I don't know why he catches so much hell. But he is playing the best football he's ever played in his life. His running backs are looking good. His receivers are looking good. And the defense is really coming along at Vanderbilt. So Vanderbilt's a team on the rise. They're going to go to the postseason once again. Mark my words, which means I just curse them. They'll probably lose every game. But right now, you're number 9, Vanderbilt. You're looking good going into this South Carolina game where I give Vanderbilt a puncher's chance, and hell, they may even be favored. They're probably not going to be favored, but they probably should be playing South Carolina the way South Carolina played this week. And hell, they both played Virginia Tech, one on neutral field. South Carolina won by, what was it, like 12 points? Vanderbilt just went to their house and whooped the shit out of them. So Vanderbilt's playing better football than South Carolina right now. Number 8, give me Texas A&M. Kind of up and down against Utah State, but they got the ground game going. Marcel Reed's looking better and better. I hope he's okay. Anybody that missed it, he got injured. He left the game. He did not return. His dad has gone on social media and said everything's good, but we've heard parents say everything's good before. So, you know, fingers crossed. I don't have any information. I've not heard what Coach Elko had to say or anything like that. But defense, my God, they looked a hell of a lot better. Again, it's Utah State, but they looked kind of shaky for about half a game against UTSA in the opener. They look like $1 million for most of the night against Utah State. If this is the defense we get, if this is the Marcel Reed we get, Texas A&M's headed to the college football playoff. So I liked what I saw. Casey Concepcion, he's probably the best receiver in the conference after 2 weeks. And Mario Craver's not far behind. So I love what I'm seeing from Texas A&M, year number 8. But again, you've not really beaten anybody with a pulse, so I can't just throw you up the list just yet. You're going to get tested next week, Notre Dame. So I can't wait for that. Number 7, Mississippi State. If you haven't seen it, Mississippi State, I mean, here's their resume right now. You can laugh at that all you want. They're 2-0. They won on the road. And then they just beat number 12 in the country. So I probably have Mississippi State too low at number 7. But that was a complete performance. Defense played well. Offense played well. They made critical plays. It wasn't a fluke. They just beat Arizona State. And Arizona State had the lead with 30 seconds left in the game. And Mississippi State went the length of the field very quickly. For anybody that missed that game, Mississippi State jumped on them. And, you know, that can happen. You're playing at home. Your fans are fired up. And then Arizona State just kept chipping away, just kept chipping away, just kept chipping away. And eventually they had the lead. And I thought, well, they blew it. You know, that they had this game, and they blew it. And that's what happens to bad teams. They take a lead. They can't hold it, right? But despite blowing the lead, given Arizona State had their first lead of the game, and Mississippi State went right down the field and took it from them. So I think that's a hell of a job by Mississippi State. And right now, I know it's just 2 games in, but I think Jeff Lebby's your SEC Coach of the Year right now. I don't think that's even debatable, given that Mississippi State was 2-10, lost basically all their best players to the portal. I mean, they're playing at Missouri, and they're playing at A&M. They're playing all over the conference. Now they're 2-0. Now, can they keep it going? I certainly think they will the next 2 weeks. They got 2 lesser opponents, so they can get to 4-0, which that's a remarkable coaching job after going 2-10. So shout out Jeff Lebby and Mississippi State. I got you number 7. Number 6, Missouri. Now we're getting into the best teams in the SEC. Just whooped Kansas ass. That was a back and forth fun game, but Missouri dominated in the fourth. Bo Prabula, the more I see of him, the more I really like that guy. Kevin Coleman, he's a star. Ahmad Hardy, he's everything we built him up to be. And that Missouri defense, it was a little leaky today, I thought. But I think that's more of a credit to Kansas and their coach and their quarterback. They got some good players over there, too. So shout out Missouri. You know, this game is one that I think that meant everything to your fan base. And I think the weight of the world was on Missouri. They took care of business. They clobbered Kansas in the fourth quarter. That's what you got to do. Keep that ball rolling. You got all these home games in a row. You got South Carolina coming up, which is looking kind of shitty. You got Alabama coming up, which is definitely looking shitty, except for today they beat ULM, but who cares about that? If you could keep it rolling, I mean, Missouri's going to be 6-0 before you know it. So what? I mean, the best team Missouri plays in the first 6 may be Vanderbilt, believe it or not. Number 5, Auburn. I dropped them. They didn't really do anything to drop. They beat the hell out of Ball State, but Steven says Ball State's might be the worst team in at the FBS level. So Jackson Arnold, he came a little bit better as a passer. Auburn's defense, night and day different from Baylor. Baylor got a win too, so that helps Auburn's resume a little bit. This is no knock on Auburn, but I did drop them. I did like what I saw, the progression from the defense, the progression of Jackson Arnold. Again, they did nothing wrong. You're number 5 in the SEC. I just can't, I don't know, Ball State, who cares? Tennessee, 4, no change, but the change is Joey Aguilar. And what he potentially unlocks with this Tennessee offense. They just scored more points I think they've ever scored, at least since 1936 I saw. But again, who cares what you did against ETSU? But looking good against Syracuse, carrying that over. Now you got all this momentum going into Georgia and College Game Day coming to town. I mean, I think that says a lot of what people, again, I had a lot of questions about Tennessee coming into this season. And I still have some questions. Again, we're not anointing them over beating ETSU, but they literally could have scored 100 points today. This is what Josh Heupel does. He just keeps churning out these really good teams. And for the first time since perhaps Hendon Hooker, it looks like he's got a quarterback that knows how to execute his offense, and the receivers are coming along. So, I don't know. I'm very impressed with Tennessee. Combine it with that defense. They'll get the true test, of course, with Georgia coming to town next week, but that should be a hell of a game. Speaking of Georgia, I got you number three. They were another one. Damn sleepwalking early, weather delay. I don't know what in the hell was up with that. Kirby calling out the fans. Looks like he needs to call out his damn team for not taking the opponents very seriously, but I don't know. I don't really know what to take away from that. Austin Peay, I don't think they took them very seriously. And I don't know. Georgia could be wildly overrated. They've kind of sleptwalked the first 2 weeks. I truly don't know how to evaluate Georgia, but I do think on a neutral field, they're beating every team I've listed up to this point. I could be wrong. I haven't seen anything from Gunner that tells me they can't win. So, truthfully, I don't know where to put Georgia, but I'm putting them number three. Number two, give me the Oklahoma Sooners, baby. You seen that defense? Have you seen that defense? Oklahoma's got a championship defense, and guess what? They got a championship quarterback, too. John Mateer, I think he may be the favorite for the Heisman now, the way he performed against Michigan. And I don't know that Michigan's all that good. I think Michigan's defense certainly is good, but I loved what I saw today. I think that was a huge step. I think all the pressure on the world was on Oklahoma, and particularly Brent Venables. I think we'd be running Brent Venables' ass out of here had he lost that game. And I think basically every game Oklahoma's got here on out, at least in the conference, is going to be tougher, you know, short of Kent State and Temple. Every game they're playing, it may be tougher than Michigan. So, you know, it's not mission accomplished by any means, but just the strides that they've taken on offense, which they're still a work in progress. But if you combine that defense with this quarterback, I mean, I don't think it's crazy to say Oklahoma could win the national championship. Not based on what I've seen. The way Texas is struggling, the way Georgia's not really proving anything, Alabama's falling apart. I mean, again, are they the favorites? Hell no. But if they continue to get better, if John Mateer keeps playing this way, if the defense keeps playing this way, Oklahoma can beat anybody. I really do think that. So Oklahoma, I got you number two. And then number one, LSU. I know they kind of, I don't know if struggled's the right word, because they didn't really struggle. But the game was dangerously close against Louisiana Tech. But I called this. I said, hey, they just whooped Clemson's ass. There was so much emphasis on Clemson that it was only natural they were going to have a letdown, right? So they won. They won comfortably. They didn't cover. I fully anticipated that. LSU defense, I guess an overmatched opponent, looked good. Garrett Nussmeier looked good. So I'm not knocking LSU. But the fact I got LSU 1, I got Oklahoma 2, I think that should give you an idea of how wide open the SEC is entering week 3, and we're only one conference game into the 2025 season. And next week, we got like 5 or 6 conference games. So that'll be the separation. So next week, we got Georgia, Tennessee, we've got Arkansas, Ole Miss, Florida, LSU, Vanderbilt, South Carolina. So that'll be a good indication for those teams of where they're at in the conference. So one last time, let me run this down, and then I'll start getting your questions here. Here's the power rankings. LSU 1, Oklahoma 2, Georgia 3, Tennessee 4, Auburn 5, Mizzou 6, Mississippi State 7, A&M 8, Vanderbilt 9, Texas 10, South Carolina 11, Ole Miss 12, Bama 13, Arkansas 14, Kentucky 15, and Florida damn dead last until they fire Billy Napier. Shout out, Jacob. Beat the hell out of Notre Dame. College football playoff. Here we come. I mean, you beat me to it, Jacob. I think A&M, I predicted it in the preseason, the way they're playing. I think they can get there. They looked far from a finished product, but we'll learn a hell of a lot about them next week. Shout out Kalen DeBoer's agent. Heard Napier is looking for representation. Tell him to call me. Him and Kalen could be a 2-for-1 package deal. What Sun Belt team would want Kalen DeBoer and Billy Napier? I'm trying to think. Maybe Well, no, Billy Napier came from Lafayette, so can't take that one. Maybe, I don't know. I'm struggling to think of teams that would even take those losers at this point in time. But that's who you got, Florida. That's who you got, Alabama. And until you jettison those losers, you're going to be anchored down by them. So congrats, Kalen DeBoer's agent. You are going to get a fat commission check, I would imagine, in the near future. Mr. Priestley, told y'all, damn Sooners came to dominate. Now y'all eating cricket lasagna. Boomer. Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma is looking pretty damn good. I like it. Andy Alexander, Brian Kelly does know that you can't finally win a season opener and drop week two to LA Tech, right? Horrible performance. Again, was it horrible? I don't think so. I mean, this is just natural. This is college football. If you're literally going to dedicate like 6 months to one game, put everything you got into it, nationally televised, you're the toast of college football. As soon as you win it, it's just human nature. You're not going to come back and just dominate Louisiana Tech. You're just not. So that was very predictable. I didn't care at all about, I really don't. And I know it wasn't pretty. I know you probably were expecting more, but this was bound to happen, I think. I think it was just like Clemson. Clemson, anybody that missed it, they got down 16-0 to Troy. Now, they ended up winning, I think, 24-16. Same exact thing, but even worse on their side because they focused 6 months on a game. They lost it at home. I completely excuse LSU not looking dominant today. I really do. That's why I still got them number one in the power rankings. Shout out, Rick. I'll play your jingle for you, brother. Hope you were excited about them Aggies. Dun, 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 dun.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em, Aggies.
Thank you, Rick. Getting fired up for the conference games. After we beat the hell out of Notre Dame, go Marcel and three best offensive linemen and running back rooms in the league. Hell yeah. I mean, A&M, again, they got the squad, Rick. I think they can make the college football playoff. I really do. All right, shout out Gig'em, Bart. $5, Aggies shocking the world in South Bend next Saturday. Wouldn't even shock me. I think there will be an underdog, probably by 6 points, if I had to guess right now. But, hell, Arizona State was favored by more than that at Mississippi State today. So, it can happen. Florida was a 17.5 point favorite. They lost. Alabama was a 13.5 point favorite at Florida State, and they lost. Cousin Joe, appreciate you. Proud of the SEC. Fuck Michigan. Yeah, what a day. What a day for the SEC. You beat the Big 12 champ from last year, Mississippi State. That was awesome. Michigan goes down. Damn cheat. We see what happens in Michigan when they can't cheat. They can't win either. Love it. Love it. Shout out Jeremy Day. Mike is like an ADD kid. He loves Mizzou when they win, and they're not SEC worthy when they lose. And that's why you're my second favorite. Because, hey, second, that ain't bad. It's better than third. But I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I've been drinking. I shouldn't say this. But I will pay you $100. How about that? If you can find... I mean, we got thousands of hours of podcasting. If you can find somewhere where I said Missouri is not SEC worthy, I will pay you $100 because you can't find it. Simply can't find it. I've never said it. Never said it. Mr. Sip, yeah, $50. Hail State, brother. I mean, what a win. What a damn win for Mississippi State. I hope you appreciate the fact that we're giving Jeff Lebby love because I didn't see that coming. I thought Mississippi State was going to get their ass whooped today. And basically at this point in time, if I pick your team, if I lock your team to win or you're in trouble, if I pick you to get your ass whooped, you might as well just start celebrating because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, apparently. Shout out Rick, my son-in-law, and game day will be Tennessee pounding Georgia this weekend. Yeah, while still beat the hell out of Notre Dame. Hell yeah, Rick's fired up over there. I think he's been drinking. Shout out Johnny Utah, 1998. Mateer is everything that Texas wished Arch could be. He is already the best player in the SEC and will be in New York by the end of the year. Shout out Johnny Utah. And hey, to back up what Johnny Utah said, I know like people don't get credit. And it's like, if you're like a Sooner media, then they're just homers. If you're Texas media, they're just homers, all that. But there's a reason that we value Sooner Scoop. And shout out George Stoya. Go check out the interview. We had him on during spring meetings. And I asked him, I said, who's got the higher ceiling, Arch Manning or John Mateer? And he said, John Mateer's got the higher ceiling. And it was also Eddie, shout out Sooner Super again, who said Texas fans are going to be calling for Arch to be benched. And they did that week one. So, I mean, they're not being paid me to say this. But, I mean, those guys know what the fuck is up. So just go check them out. Cameron, appreciate you. Hail State, baby. Gifted. Oh, shit. Chris Fryer. Man, I wish Shane was. Shane, here's the thing. Shane said, hey, every time you do an emergency podcast or power rankings, he said, I'm going to help you do the comments and I'm going to help you this, that, and the other. So we see how long that lasted, but he is working hard. So I'm not giving him too hard of a break, but he did make that promise to me. So I am struggling to see who you gifted. Maybe let me know in the comments. It may have been a while. Shout out. Junior Billy Napier is a high school coach with a high school offense. he's on one, isn't he, old Billy? You know, be nice to Billy's a nice man. He just needs time. Let's wait till year six before we can evaluate him. They don't have money down there. They just gave an extension to the AD, and his football program's not been relevant for about a decade, but. It's just Florida. You know, it's not one of the proudest programs in the country, not just the SEC, who expects championships, who they don't even honor, like, winning the division, because that means nothing to them. They're trying to win the conference. They're trying to win the national championship. But not Billy. We're trying to get to 7 wins. Schedule's hard. You guys need to give him a break. It's way too early. DJ Lagway's just a second-year player. Don't be mean. Shout out, Rick. Have my undefeated Aggies at LSU game tickets after we beat the hell. What are the odds A&M's undefeated? Let's bring this up. Going into LSU, because Rick is on one. And I apologize, I don't have these updated yet. I do the updatings tomorrow, so they're 2-0, of course. They have to win at Notre Dame. It's going to be tough. Auburn, which, hell, they look a lot better than I thought, so... You do get the home field advantage, revenge game, and all of a sudden, Mississippi State, that's not a gimme. Florida, that's a gimme. All right, I'll give you that one. And then at Arkansas, you own Arkansas, but every one of those has been in Jerry World, seemingly, except for the COVID year. So, yeah, I mean, undefeated going into LSU. I give A&M... ...35% chance. And that's me drinking. So it's probably a lot higher or lower. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Shout out, Craig. OU has won the Natty every 25 years since the first one. 50, 75, 2000. Oh, baby. Isn't it wild, all the like crazy signs? I mean, we're all guilty of this, but we can find a whatever we want. You know, if there's a stat, if there's a anything, it's been 25 years. Well, hell, I mean, based on this, we might as well put our damn money on Oklahoma to win it all. I wouldn't bet on it. But again, the defense, the quarterback, they have the pieces. They need to figure out the running game. That's a concern. Special teams was also a disaster, I thought, tonight. But hell, you still won comfortably. So the fact that a third of your team was a disaster and you won comfortably, that speaks well of the team. But I still have major, major, major questions on Brent Venables, not as a defensive coordinator. He's elite, but I have questions about him as a head coach. So I don't know that they're winning it, but hell, it's every 25 years. So what do I know? Gunner, appreciate you, buddy. Where do you think game day will be next week? They've already announced it. It's going to be at Tennessee. So Georgia at Tennessee, college game day. I don't know if they've announced the SEC one yet, but I would imagine the SEC one would be at LSU for Florida, but maybe not because Florida just shat the bed. I think game day was probably going to LSU until Florida shat the bed, if I had to guess, because I was given the indication the SEC show was headed to Knoxville. So, I don't know. I think they had to do the old switcheroo. Shout out Daniel Pierce, Missouri setting records for Feinbaum, Marty McGee, and SEC Nation. After setting then records at Game Day 2011, highlight that fire. M-I-Z-F-K-U. Dude, Missouri fans showed up. They were impressive. Missouri's on the rise, no doubt. Hell, they could make the playoff. I mean, their schedule is looking favorable, I think. Now, Oklahoma's going to be difficult as hell. On the road, Auburn, perhaps, could be very difficult. Vanderbilt, perhaps. But all these home games are winnable. South Carolina and Bama, especially. I thought South Carolina was a lot better. And maybe they are, but they didn't look like it today. And Alabama looks like dog shit, so you could beat them. Let's see who else we got here. Shout out Mr. Percy. SEC is ours. Boomer motherfuckers. Damn, Oklahoma fans are feeling it, and I love it. I loved it. That, I mean, after all this hype and hoopla last year, Texas coming in here, kicking in the door, acting like they own this fucking conference, and now it's Oklahoma fans. So maybe we're just going to do this every other year where it's Oklahoma and Texas. They think they run this shit. Which, hey, I'm all for it because that's entertaining as hell. There's not many SEC programs that think they run it except for Bama and Georgia. So to have others that come in here and claim it, I love it. I love it. Rick, does bourbon on the rocks count as drinking? Giga Maggie's Hell State. Hell yeah, it does. I mean, well, mine's melted already, but I think that's the only way to drink it. Although I do enjoy an old-fashioned, which is very similar. Giggum Barb, not a beat a team while they down, but Texas going 8-4. Good. And Arch is hurt. I can reiterate that, but he is banged up. I don't know how hurt he is. Hell, the fact that he scored 4 touchdowns and he's still hurt, maybe that does speak to how talented he is. Excuse me, he scored 5 touchdowns. He rushed 1 too, so the fact that he's hurt and scoring 5 touchdowns, maybe that should scare us. That what's he going to look like when he's 100%, you know? So not to completely contradict you, but I think we can sit here and pick apart Arch, and I think we're going to do that basically his entire career, including NFL. He's going to play in the NFL for 20 years, probably. Texas defense will not allow them to lose 4 games. It just simply won't. Again, who's scoring a bunch on Texas? It sure as hell ain't Florida. Oklahoma, perhaps. Can they do it if they can't run the ball? Questionable. A&M, perhaps, but that's a home game. And Georgia, maybe Arkansas. Maybe Vanderbilt, but maybe, I mean, Mississippi State's looking good. You're going to have to score 20 points on Texas to win and just limit their offense. I don't know. I can't see it. I can't see 4 losses. I could see 2. We're already at 1. Shout out. Does Auburn crack the top 25 on Tuesday? Probably not. You don't raise in the polls for beating Ball State. You just don't. Now, I'm trying to think of who are the other unranked teams. Vanderbilt winning on the road in dominant fashion, perhaps, but I don't even think they'll rank because Virginia Tech's now 0-2. Missouri beating undefeated Kansas and beating them handily. I can see Missouri. Missouri should be ranked. And Auburn probably should be as well, but I don't know if they will be. I don't know. I'm saying no, they won't be. All right, you guys got any questions for me? I'm kind of rambling here. Whiskey's starting to kick in, so the answers could be good if you got good questions for me. And sorry if I missed. I see there's like 600 comments in the things. I probably missed 1,000 questions, but trying to search through and find a good one. But man, 2 weeks into the season and it's already been unpredictable. I think that's great. I know all my picks are dog shit, but to me that makes it fun. that I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to know what's going to happen. I like thinking that I know what's going to happen and then being completely wrong, which, so I'm 2 for 2. Shout out Jeremy Day. Mike, take a shot for SEC dominance tonight. The family is good. No, I'm not taking shots. I ain't doing that right now. Does Billy survive if LSU rolls? I think so, because their AD is kind of an idiot. He's not the firing type. If LSU rolls, which they should roll Florida. I mean, that's a revenge game. It's at home. I think they've already established it's going to be a night game, right? Let me double check it. I don't want to be talking out my ass here. Yeah, 6:30 Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So it's a night game. LSU's probably going to be favored by 2 touchdowns. They won't fire him then, though. They'll fire him after Mississippi State. If they lose to Mississippi, because here's what's going to happen. If Florida plays the way they played tonight, they're going to lose to LSU. They're going to lose to Miami. Of course, they're going to lose to Texas and at A&M. At Mississippi State, I think there's a bye week between State and Georgia. That's when I predict they'll fire Billy Napier, if I had to guess. Now, maybe they turn around. Hell, we had Billy, to his credit, we had his ass gone last year after they got rolled by Miami in the opener. And then they turned around 2 weeks later, I think it was, and lost convincingly to Texas A&M at home. And remember, it was year one Elko, year three Napier. So, yeah, I mean, Shane says, we're back. Thanks for helping with the comments. yes, power rankings, that's what we do is first as soon as we come in here. So they are... Mike, who is first in the SEC right now? That'd be them Ole Miss Rebels. Congratulations beating dog shit Kentucky base. But credit to them. They are in sole position of first. Kentucky is in sole position of last. So hang the banners. That's probably the only title that Kiffin will ever win in Oxford. But you get it for a week. So, you know, honor it. Honor this week. Honor this week that you own the SEC. Because Kiffin will blow it, I would think. Will Freeze make that bowl game? I mean, they're 2-0. 2-0. Will Freeze make a bowl? So they'll be 3-0 next week after they'll whoop South Alabama's ass, right? 3 there. They'll beat Kentucky. That's 4. They'll beat Mercer. That's 5. Yeah. Yeah, they're getting to a bowl game. They're getting to a bowl game, no doubt. But I don't know how much... I don't know. I'm still waiting to see, which is good. You don't want me on your side. Trust me. You do not want me on your side. Will Lagway and Arch face each other if both in slings go? Moneyline Mateer, play for that week. Better be under for that game. Yeah, so that's... man, I don't know. I don't know if they both... are 100% and well, I think Arch will be because these next 2 weeks are a joke. But Florida at LSU, which has got a defense now, at Miami, which apparently has a little bit of a defense now, that's going to be tough. That will be tough. Shout out Carl Jenkins. Go Vols. Beat them dogs. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 to fucked up, how drunk are you for future reference? Not that drunk. How dare you? Anything else? Bo's a gunslinger. Hell yeah, he is. He's skyrocketing up to quarterback awards or power rankings. It might sound crazy, but he might be the most accurate quarterback in the SEC. I just thought he was a runner. He's a better thrower than he is a runner, which is awesome for Missouri. And he's clutch. Several fourth downs won them the Kansas game. So I couldn't be more impressed. I don't think Bo's the best quarterback in the SEC, but he's the most impressive to me after 2 weeks. I've done the biggest 180 on him. Just saying. Tim. Austin Simmons needs to relax. How long do we go to just make excuses for these guys? He's got 4 interceptions in 2 games. Just relax. I don't know what the hell that means. How could he not be relaxed? Especially after that first game. Just relax. I mean, Kiffin had to get on his ass. He was going off on him. I don't know. If Austin Simmons plays like that for the rest of the season, they're going to do exactly what I said they were going to do. And Tim, you're going to have to eat your words, sir, because they're going to get their ass kicked by LSU, Georgia, Oklahoma, at Oklahoma. I take Mississippi State right now to beat Ole Miss, the way they're playing. And South Carolina's not going to be easy. Tulane, Arkansas. Remember who picked it. I picked Arkansas to beat Ole Miss. Arkansas's got a better offense, just saying. I don't even think that's debatable. I really don't. How you feel about Tennessee? I mean, they're number 4 in the power rankings. How the hell do you think I feel? I feel pretty good about them. I think old Joey's raised the ceiling, and they got a damn good defense. Would you rather start at quarterback, Dart or Arch? 24 Dart or, oh, I mean, that's not even a question. It's Jackson Dart. Arch Manning is like 13th best quarterback right now in the SEC. Jackson Dart just was drafted in the first round. That's a silly, silly. How much have you been drinking, Gigan Bart? Arch is nothing but hype right now. I think he'll be good, but we've seen 2 games and he's not been good. So, I mean, at some point we got to say he's not good. I'm not saying that, but at some point we got to say it. I think Quinn Ewers is better. I mean, that's the truth. That's the truth right there. Buy Ole Miss stock. I was buying it. Now I'm selling that shit down the river after today. Today was embarrassing. You should be embarrassed, Mace. I can't believe you're even showing your face. That was embarrassing. Kentucky sucks. Kentucky pulled their quarterback and still covered the spread. That's awful. That's awful. How's Nico doing? Don't care. But not good, from what I hear. Arch may be adopted. We may have to verify that, but I've been hearing that rumor a lot lately. I've been hearing that. You're praying he ain't good. These Texas fans, I mean, good Lord. I mean, I thought everything was bigger in Texas, except for apparently your penises and your thin skin, because, I mean, we can't criticize you at all without you guys flipping out. I've said nothing bad about Arch. I watch the games, and I tell you how they performed. And if you are watching him play and you're like, wow, this guy's got it, then you don't know what it is, because he has not been very good. He has not been very good. Now, is he bad? I didn't say he was bad, but he's not been good. And I heard he was God's gift to football, and he is not. Not yet. But he may be there. Next season, I think he'll be there, but not now. Did you see my super chat? I probably didn't see anything. What was your super chat there, Legacy? Here we go. Oh, yeah, I already answered that. How do you feel about Tennessee? I feel they're number 4 in the power rankings. That answers the question, doesn't it? Anything thoughts on Marcel Reed? Look good. I hope he's not injured. Really hope he's not injured. He looks a hell of a lot better than I ranked him. So he's moving way up the power rankings this week. Haven't decided where, but he is moving up. Yeah, Arch is missing 5-yard check. Like, what the hell are we talking about? What the hell are we talking about? He's missing all these throws. And we're sitting here like, yeah, he's awesome. I mean, maybe you guys, some of you that are defending him, I've not like watched the games, but if you were to tell me that Bo Prabula's name is Arch Manning, I'd be like, oh, that checks out. I mean, Bo Prabula, who I didn't know who the fuck that guy was till he signed with Missouri. He has been 10 times the player that's Arch Manning just this season. Now, it's two games, right? So that doesn't mean he's 10 times the player, but thus far, against lesser competition, although Kansas is significantly better, I would imagine, than old San Jose, both has looked better. So, I mean, we got to call it like we see it, don't we? We got to call it like we see it. And Taylor Green, shout out Steven. He says Taylor Green's the best quarterback in the SEC. He might very well be. He has been very good. Very good. But he's played a bunch of stiffs too. So it's hard to judge him at this point in time. All right, anything else? We got 45 minutes. We're getting late on this one. Can Tennessee beat UGA? I think they can. I think they can. Now, will they? I don't know. I don't know. I have to think about that. But they can beat them at home. I mean, hell, Georgia was messing around with Austin Peay today. Austin Peay. That's not a good team. Score of all. I mean, I can't give you the score. That's a week away. Brandon Riley, could State win more than three games? State's going 3-0, brother. All right, hell, they're going 4-0. 4-0 is more than three, I think, last time I checked. So, yes. And I think, Brandon, you're an Ole Miss fan. Give me Mississippi State to beat Ole Miss. It's at home. They have looked better this year than Ole Miss. Because Kentucky sucks. And that was not super impressive. If Austin Simmons plays like he did today against Mississippi State, and Blake Shapen plays like he did today against Arizona State, Mississippi State's beating your ass and capturing the Egg Bowl. I hate to tell you, Lane Whiffen he'll whiff again. Just telling you the way it is. All right, anything else? I appreciate you. Gig and Barb, you have LSU at 1. How long does that really last? Well, I mean, who's got a better win than them on the road at Clemson? I can't think of one. Can you? Auburn's got a good win at Baylor. Baylor came back and won today. So, I mean, that looks impressive. But, yeah, I mean, LSU's got a nasty defense. They got a veteran quarterback. And they've got the best win. So, I don't really rank them based on how long I think it'll last. That's not what this is. This is, we've seen two games. Who's been the most impressive in two games? That's what this is. I don't know. I can't see into the future. I can't pick a game to save my life. Ask Shane. He's damn not Nostradamus over there. Yeah, I am going to log off here. I am an Uber driver when I'm done here. So I'm thinking I might pick up some people on Broadway and give them a ride home. I might need another bourbon or two, but anything else here? I think I'm going to... One last question. Colin Klein, head coach. No, he's not going to be the coach of Florida or Bama. Anything else? I'm not seeing any questions here. Oklahoma is the best team in the SEC by far. I can't get on board with that just yet. Not yet. Because I think Michigan sucks. But it was a good win. It was a very good win. Very good win. But not the best by far. I don't even think they're the best. So they can't be the best by far. You see how that works? But all right. That's all I got. I'm about to pass out. And we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully Billy Napier doesn't get fired. If he gets fired in the afternoon or the morning, I will be back within moments. But Strickland, he's kind of an idiot. He's not going to fire Billy Napier. Not for another couple of weeks. I can almost promise you that. But yeah, unless a coach gets fired, we'll see you tomorrow. Recap all these games. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central with Cousin Shane. Can't wait to hear his thoughts on all these games. But I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you.
buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.